Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another night of Astral Mind 2012. We are in the year 2012, almost going to 13, and just right around the corner. And we want to thank everybody for being loyal to our show. And we know in the summertime the shows are a little slow. And so tonight Roy won't be joining us, but we do have a very special guest on the phone with us. Her name is Monica, and she'll be assisting me to doing some readings tonight. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask the pendulum chart, and we'll look up the percentages, and then we'll let Monica do some readings tonight as well, and she'll assist me. Monica, are you there?
Hi, Adrian. I'm here.
And Monica, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I'm from Texas, born and raised in Fort Worth, and I've been doing readings for people for about 7 years now, not professionally, just off and on. But I've always been intuitive all my life. From a very early age, I've known that I was different. So now that the awakening has happened, it has helped me to understand myself more and not be afraid. And it really has been an adventure and a journey for me, and now I'm just sharing my gift with my friends like you and other family members and things like that.
Wonderful. And Monica, can you tell us a little bit about your life and how that's helped you in your life and helped other people?
Well, like I said, from a very early age, I began seeing dead people as a child. Then it went from being able to read a person when I would be introduced to them. I did have to learn to control that. Later on, as I got older, I began to do that on my own, but I really didn't have anyone to teach me really the basics of how to use your energy, what I used to see was also with auras on people. I began, mainly with my children, I began to see how they would develop as they got older and became adults. And then now it's like it's so much more. I can now read a person by listening to their voice, feel their vibration. So it has developed. My this gift has developed with me as I've grown and aged.
Well, that's great. And what's gotten you your interest with the metaphysical and also entertainment? What is your interest in that?
Well, really, the interest for me is to help people. That's what I came here to do, so that's what I'm going to do. Mainly for entertainment. Yes, I believe it is an entertainment for some people. Sometimes, you know, the readings can be right. Sometimes they're not. It just depends. But I speak what I see. I am very blunt and to the point sometimes, and sometimes that's upsetting for people, but I try to be as gracious and kind as possible always, and hopefully what I do tell people will help them in a spiritual way and help them to expand and awaken.
Well, that's wonderful, and looks like we got some callers that have been dying to ask questions to do with relationship or whatever's been going on in their lives. But the most common readings that I've done in the past have a lot to do with relationship. And can you tell us a little bit about why that is, Monica?
For now, with the way that the vibrations of the earth are going, they fluctuate. Sometimes it's very, very positive. Sometimes it's very, very negative. The earth is changing, so the vibrations are changing with it, the magnetic field. And people will also begin to have different, how would you say, their relationships will change. Some people will grow, some people won't. People that are together may separate due to this. It is a time of change for the world. People are not understanding that this is going to be a time of testing, almost like walking a fine line. Either you're going to go one way or the other, which is either for good or for light or for dark. It's mainly a testing time, really. That's what it is.
Right. Well, do you believe that life can also be like a movie?
Yes. Yes, I believe that we live in different dimensions. I believe that when we make a life-changing decision, whether it's go one way or the other, when we go one way, that other decision that we didn't make, it's on a life of its own and becomes like a movie. It's played out. Oh, well, yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, Monica, looks like we're building up tonight. We have a lot of callers. I'm sure that they've been dying to find out about their soulmates and twin flames, and a lot of people have a lot of insight of what's been going on with their lives, which reflects off of what we were just talking about, these energy waves that have been affecting people in different ways. We'll find out and see what's going on out there tonight.
All right.
So let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 612 area. You're on the phone with Monica and Adrian. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Fine, thank you.
Awesome. Well, happy weekend and happy holiday. My name is Jordana, and I am calling about a relationship, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Well, that's fine with me.
I am in a relationship, and it's going great. I'm just wondering, I feel like he's my soulmate, and so I'm just wondering if you guys see us in it for the long haul, or if you do see any, I guess, like, hiccups coming up.
Okay, can you say your name again and tell us where you're from?
Sure. My name is Jordana. It's Jordan with an A on the end, and Chicago.
So, Monica, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to get insight from Monica first, and then I'll check in the chart.
Okay.
This gentleman is very kind, very respectful.
He is.
I also see him as a very tall gentleman.
He is.
Correct?
He's like 6'3". Yep.
Okay.
Which I like.
Well, that's great. Yes, I believe he is your soulmate. I feel that he is. As far as for the long haul, I see yes. I also see that you're going to be tested, both of you, not in a bad way. It could be maybe a a job change or I want to say maybe a move.
Well, actually, both is happening. I'm moving there, but we're going into business together.
Okay. So that don't get exasperated or don't get impatient. You may fall into some little snags along the way, but it'll work out.
That's amazing. Okay.
Okay, Adrian.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Alrighty.
Okay. So now I'm going to do some yes and no questions for you now that Monica has answered and give you some insight of what's going on. So go ahead and think about your questions, and I'm going to look in the yes and no percentage chart.
Okay.
What is your first question?
My first question is Brandon faithful to me?
Okay, so we're going to ask, is Brandon faithful to you? And the pendulum is going to tell us the percentage with his faithfulness to you, okay?
Okay.
So just give me 1 second. And the pendulum identifies at 50%, which is a yes. He is a faithful person. Let me just ask and see if your connection is good with this person on a physical level. So it is saying yes, there is a compatibility. Okay, so now we need to look on a soul level. And there is a connection on a soul level. Now we need to find out, is this person your twin flame or is this person your soulmate? Is this a soulmate? And it's saying, yes, it is a soulmate. Is it a twin flame? And it's saying no. Okay. So that's where you want to be. And you're right on the right path. You're right on the money. Now, with my charts, I can go into what he is thinking about you, or I could tell you what he is thinking emotionally, or I could tell you who's involved. I can tell you how you're compatible. I can tell you those things.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I can also channel for you if you like.
What does that mean? What does channeling mean?
If you want to talk to him, I can channel him for you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm sorry, I've never done that. With anyone.
The way I do it is I use a board. I use my angel board. I don't usually use the pendulum, but on the pendulum itself, on the chart, there is a part on the chart that you can do the channeling. You can channel spirits, you can channel angels, fairies, goblins, elves, any energy, really. Like yesterday, I'll just give an example. A lady was telling me that she had an animal totem, which was an eagle, and I was telling her that the eagle was having some emotional problems due to the fact that she lost her children, and I did some energy clearings for the eagle so that the eagle, the energy wouldn't die. And when the energy dies, all it does is just transcends, and it goes into a new energy. And what I was getting from that eagle, it was going through a transformation. And like we all do, we all transcend, we all go into a new vibration, a new energy. But from what I was getting from my chart, it says I was able to make the correction. So,
wow, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, I'm not familiar with that aspect of it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it is possible, isn't it, Monica?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. I'm sorry. I'm just in a little shock. Because I didn't know that that was possible. So if I sound like I'm shocked, I am, but, you know.
But like what Monica says, and I agree with her, you have to get people's permission to go into their DNA to do any kind of healing. And I did get the Eagles' permission, so I was good to go on that. So I always ask permission.
Okay.
I'm starting to do that now because I don't want to violate anything. So.
Of course.
I'm new to this just like everyone else. I'm still learning. I'm still the student. And I learn from other people. I've learned from Elena, which is she comes on our show every Sunday. She's a shamaness. She's from Peru. And she's always asking people's permission before she does any kind of clearings in their DNA. I've learned from Monica when she does her reading. So I'm a student, too. I'm always learning.
So could you tell me, by chance, like what Brandon is thinking about us?
Sure. And let's just go ahead and ask his permission.
Or like what direction
okay.
he's wanting to go? Because I want to settle down with him. I feel like I could marry him and all that, but I don't know if he feels the same way.
Okay. So let me go ahead and ask Brandon's permission. With the pendulum. Is this okay that we do this? And he is saying yes. He's okay with it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read to see what he's been, what's been on his mind thinking about you emotionally. Okay?
Okay.
So if something negative or positive comes up, don't be offended. It's just part of the process. Because sometimes we could be reading a conscious level or a subconscious level. So, and if it's subconscious, we know it's positive. If it's coming from the conscious, we know it's negative. So that could be a belief that is true or not true. And that could come from the unconscious mind. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so all his life he felt like he has not been heard, and you're the only one that he feels that you listen to him. And it has to do with some unresolved issues from his past. And this is also coming from his higher self, according to the chart. He says that he has an attention defect, which means he has a hard time concentrating on things that he needs to get done. And he thinks of you that way for some reason.
Let me ask a question, Adrian, real quick. Does he procrastinate sometimes?
Yes, he does.
No, he's actually, well, like, from what I have seen, he's, like, really good. He's always working. Like, always.
But when it comes to
the emotional side?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking more on, like, a career side.
No, I'm talking about the emotion, the feeling side, emotional side.
Yeah.
Okay. That has to do with that, where he kind of pulls back sometimes. And you don't understand why.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's what we're trying to get at. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adrian.
And if he has this in his mind, this could be coming from, well, let's see. Let's ask the chart where this is coming from. Is this coming from the unconscious mind? Okay. So it's saying no. Is this on a subconscious level? And it is saying yes. So this is coming from his subconscious mind. So this is something that he has been projecting to you, what he's been thinking about you.
Okay.
he doesn't want you to think negative of him.
He's really trying.
It has to do with denial and exception and forgiving himself and others.
Okay.
He's confused. He's not quite sure if he feels validated enough to know that you really do care about him.
Yeah, he gets a little insecure sometimes.
Yeah, so you need to open up the line of communication there. Yeah.
Okay.
You're the one that seems to get him to open up. So you need to get him to open up about that. Once he voices how he feels, then he'll understand. And then he can, correct it and move on.
No, of course. Yeah. I mean, like, tonight he kind of told me that he was in love with me.
Oh, well, that's good then.
And he's never told that to anyone. I'm the first girl he's ever said it to.
So then you have gotten him to open up. Very good. Okay.
I have.
Then you're
wonderful.
On the right track.
Is there any other question?
I was just wondering if you see this, like, do you see us moving to the next level, like, at the end of summer, like, where we're going to, like, move in or, like, get engaged at some point? What are you seeing?
According to the chart.
I want to see if it's right. I'm picking up, but I want to see if you pick it up too, Adrian.
Okay.
Well, according to the chart and the pendulum, it is showing positive on that.
Okay.
So there is a commitment that is going to be made, but the timing is off, according to the chart, because it's saying, according to the chart, saying time in and time off. So I don't know what that means.
It could mean it could mean that it's not the summer. How would you feel about a winter wedding?
Oh, well, I don't want to get married right away. I just want to, like, move in or, like, get engaged. I would like to be engaged for, like, a year at least.
Okay. Well, then that might be what it means by the time. You're going to be allowed the time. To have your engagement,
Yes, I want a big wedding, so I need like a year to plan it. I don't want it right away. I was just wondering.
Right, that's what it means by the time in, time out. It's giving you that leeway, that time. In other words, you have enough time.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, that's really good to know. I'm excited. I'm so happy I called in. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you're
very lucky.
I feel very blessed. Thank you.
Many blessings to
both
of you.
Thank you. You guys as well. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
You too. Okay, let's go to the next caller. I'm glad that turned out really well for her. We wish her the best luck with her relationship. And let's go with the next caller. Let's go to the 480 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? And what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Shruti. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay.
Yes.
And you're on the line with Adrian and Monica, and how can we assist you tonight?
Okay. Do you need any of my board time or no? You just do it directly from the moment chart.
Let's go ahead with Monica, and then we'll go ahead and look in. You can ask questions.
Okay. Sounds good. So, Monica, can you... give me any information about relationships? or anything else you might be picking up for me?
Monica, are you still there? Are you still with us? Hello.
I'm still here. So I don't know.
I think we lost her.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, it looks like we're losing some callers. I don't know what's going on. But that's okay. We can just go ahead and continue with the chart. Well, what was your question?
So question about any relationships, romantic relationships. Do you see anybody coming up in the future?
I think we got back. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Monica, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we lost you there. We lost some callers there.
Oh, the computer hiccuped.
Yeah, so
okay.
She had a question about her relationship.
Right. My question was
mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's what I picked up. You're not. Okay. I don't see anybody right now. I want to say I see the numbers 3 to 4, which could be 3 to 4 months or 3 to 4 weeks. I'm thinking months. Months come to my mind.
Okay.
You just got out of a relationship?
No.
No? Was there a gentleman interested in you?
Yeah, there has been, but it's been nothing on my side. Definitely.
Okay, but you weren't interested in the person, is that what it was?
Yes, I was not interested in the person.
Okay.
So I think of him more as a friend, and he wants to take it more.
Oh, okay.
That's
what I'm picking up. Okay. Now, this other gentleman, he's a coworker.
Okay. So that would be interesting.
I believe you're going to meet him, yes, in your place of employment.
Okay.
The word coworker comes up, so.
Okay, because I'm starting a new project next week, so.
New people.
Yeah, new people.
Okay. That's probably why. And you're starting when?
Next week. It's at the same company, but a different department.
Okay. And that's probably it. It's a bigger company, I take it?
Yes, it's a bigger company. So are you picking up anything about him or anything about this new job?
I believe that's how you're going to meet him is through the job.
Okay.
Being that it's a larger company, I feel like he's going to not probably be in the same department as you, but he's going to be in the same building.
Okay.
So it could be that he may work for a different company, but y'all are in the same building.
Okay. And anything about him and his looks or what he does or anything?
I see he's kind of a girly-looking man, not a husky type of man. He's not an overweight gentleman. He's kind of broad in the shoulders.
Okay.
You like gentlemen like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's how I see him. He's he wears night clothes. I see the shoulders. I really can't see his face, but I do see him as an outline. So that's what I see. He's got nice shoulders. That's the first thing you're going to notice is his nice shoulders.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Anything about his personality or name or anything like that?
He's very a very good, very gentlemanlike, very very respectful.
Okay, that's good. That's what we want.
As far
and
as
I pick up anything about the work, the new job.
You've been wanting this position for a while now. Is that correct?
Actually, came into my lap. Basically, I was speaking to my manager, so it's like a rotation.
Okay,
for
but
you.
This was something you had in mind at one time.
Yeah, I mean we had discussed it, but it was just came. You know, my manager arranged it. I had indicated an interest in something similar, and the opportunity showed up. So.
Okay, they liked the way you work.
Yeah.
You're very professional, and they like that.
Good. I appreciate that. I'm also looking for a new home. With this move, or anything? Are you picking up anything about that?
Are you looking for a larger house or a smaller house? I see a larger home. You will find it, but you're not going to find it for not until close to the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So it'll be a while. Interesting.
Right. Because you've got to get situated with the position and all that, and with that comes, you know, new territory, things like that. So.
Correct. Yeah, it's with the same company, just a different department, different location.
Right.
So I've been
looking
in that area.
Yeah, something closer.
Yeah, something closer to that.
You'll find it. That. It's gonna really. You're really gonna like it.
Okay, that's good. That's what you want. That's what you want. Anything else? Any messages from a guide or anything else you might be picking up?
No, Adrian. Are you picking up anything from her guide?
I could do a channeling for you.
Okay.
All right. Do you know one of your guide's names?
No.
I could tell you his name or her name.
Okay. Okay.
If it's a he or she, I'm picking up the he.
Yes.
Is that where you're picking up, Monica?
Yes, it's a he.
One of them? Okay. So I think he's the one that wants to come through. Let me see here. And he's saying yes, he wants to come through. So let's go ahead and do the channeling. Do I have your permission to communicate with you? And he says yes. What would you like to tell her? I am... in love with I am in love with your personality and I wish to connect with you in meditation.
Yes, I would love that.
He likes your personality.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to connect with him. Anything about his name or any guidance?
My name is J-A-S-O-N. My name is Jason.
Okay.
How old are you, Jason? I am 37. He's 37.
Okay. And is there any specific reason that he wants to guide me, or?
What is the reason why you want to talk to her? I want to show you something.
Hmm.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
I got a gift for you. Yes, a gift for you.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Is there any connections between us, or do I know him, or?
I am your husband from a past life.
Oh, wow. How interesting.
I'm your husband from a past life.
Okay. It's very interesting. So, I'll try to
love your personality, which is why I love you for many years.
Hmm.
He said he loved your personality and he loved you for many years.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'll try to connect with them in my meditation. Hopefully.
His name is Jason.
Yeah, Jason. I got that. So, does he have any other messages for me?
Please don't ever sell your house. Please don't ever sell your house. I don't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, because I just recently just sold my house in Fort Wayne, so last week.
Why are you saying that, Monica?
That's a good question. Hold on.
Okay.
Were you being that you wanted to move closer to the position, to the job, to the building where the new position is?
Correct.
Were you having second thoughts about selling the house, staying there?
I don't. Right now I'm renting. I moved from a different state to this state, and I finally sold my home in the previous state that I was living in.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Now I'm looking for a new home. And, yeah, I'm debating in which area to get it, whether close over there or where I'm at right now, close over here. And there are a couple of homes I've seen that I'm interested in.
Okay, would it make a big difference? Right now you're renting, you said? Are you renting a home?
Yeah, I'm renting it's like a townhome, yes.
Okay, maybe he doesn't want you to move right now.
Is that true, Jason? He says it's true.
Okay. Then that's why it's not going to be later. There's a reason for you to be where you're at. I think that's what you're trying to get across.
Interesting, okay.
So that might be why. That might be why you shouldn't rush to move.
Okay. Yeah, because one home that I'm interested in, and we're going to go take a look at it, it's close by to where I'm at. It's like a couple of blocks away. So, and the other one is further off.
Maybe that's what he's trying to say is if you go look, but don't move. Not right now.
Okay.
Is he saying yes, Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought
it would be.
Okay.
Can you ask him why? Because it's somewhat unusual.
Jason also wanted to tell you that when you know that he's around you, he said he's a smoker, so you will smell his smoke around you.
Oh, okay.
He just told me that.
Okay.
I'm just seeing that it would probably cause more problems than help you to move right now.
Okay. Because my lease is up in July, so that's why I'm, looking.
You could probably get the lease maybe at a 6-month period instead of a year.
Mm-hmm.
That might be better.
Okay.
If you do find where you want to go, you know, you'll have that 6 months. You won't have to wait a year. But
correct.
It might be better to do it that way. But as far as moving right now, no.
Okay.
I pick up. He doesn't want you to leave right now. He doesn't want you to make that move now because it would be more of a hindrance.
Okay.
Okay, Adrian.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Is that all the messages that he has for me?
Yes.
Let me ask here.
Okay. Is he picking up anything about my work or any other things?
He's saying no. He has more messages for you, but if you want any other questions, you can email me. I'm at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and we can continue doing the reading on my website.
Okay. I'll do that.
And I'd be happy to assist you with more questions.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Go ahead and, you too. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. Let's go ahead with Mary. You're on the line with Monica and Adrian.
Hi. Hi, Monica. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Mary.
I would love to know about my love life. Do you see anything new coming up?
Okay. Tell me where you're from, Mary.
It's Mary Lou, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. You're single right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You like blonde men, is that correct?
Not really.
Kind of with sandy blondish hair? Kind of attracted to men with that colored hair?
Not really.
Not really? Hmm.
Really not about the hair.
Well, maybe that's who you're going to meet. I think that's what I'm picking up. He's kind of sandy brownish hair. He's a little younger than you. Is that a problem?
Usually.
This one doesn't seem like in other words, to me, he seems like he's very mature, very responsible. He's not very much younger than you.
Okay.
But don't let that be a complication, even if he is a few years younger.
Okay.
I want to say you're going to meet him next month.
Okay, how do
Let's see. Are you active? Do you run?
I should be running.
Do you walk? Are you out? Do you get outdoors?
I begrudgingly, yeah. It's New Orleans. It's hot out there. I did spend the day today outdoors.
Okay.
Cooking.
That's how you're gonna meet him. Yeah, you're gonna meet him. Yeah, outdoors. I want to say either you're going to be walking somewhere or you're going to decide you're going to exercise and get a little, you know, run in there.
My idea of running now is on the treadmill in front of the air conditioning.
I see you outdoors.
Hey, I'll hypnotize you so you can run up the street.
So, Monica, do you see any other men around me?
Let's see. I see a gentleman that's been interested in you for a while.
So what's up with that?
Is there someone that you know that you're it's a friendship, but it's nothing more, well, you're seeing it as nothing more than friendship.
I would like it to be more than friendship, but I'm dealing with a child. What's up with that?
This one, I think he's afraid to approach you for some reason.
Why?
Is it because of the child, you said?
No, I said he acts like a child.
Oh. Well, he's a quote-unquote, and forgive me, I may be wrong, a mama's boy?
Yes. And?
That's the problem.
Mama's dead in heaven.
He still has that mentality.
And is he not fixable?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they are not. I think for him he's been hurt before. And he's afraid of being hurt again. You speak your mind, am I correct?
Yes.
And you're a very strong woman.
Yes.
And he sees that and it kind of threatens him.
Yes.
Okay.
He's told me so.
He's your age, is that correct?
No.
No, he's younger than you?
No.
Well, he acts younger than you. I'll take it back. Oops,
not
sorry.
Yet. Yeah.
He's a little older than you, not very by much.
Right.
Okay. You may want to sit him down and talk to him.
I have tried.
And do it. Try it again. And this time, ask him point blank how he feels about you.
Will it go well?
If it does not, then you know not to waste your time. He is a catch, that I see. He is a catch, but he's that mama's boy mentality is what is holding him back.
You want a good laugh?
Adrian, are you ready to hear something for a good laugh?
I'm ready
okay.
to hear.
His mom passed away. That's not funny.
No.
I never met her. That's not funny either.
she hangs out with me, and I didn't know that I was able to pick up on mediumship. But apparently I can, because she hangs out with me.
She likes you.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. That is something.
Wow. So how did his mother pass away?
She had cancer. She died the week my son was born.
Was she LDS?
Was she what?
Was she LDS, Mormon?
No.
Why am I picking up Mormon?
I don't know.
What do you get from that, Monica?
He's not Mormon.
No, he's not.
Maybe the other guy is.
I'm wondering, like, if this had something to do with guilt. I'm getting that his conscience has been bothering him lately, and it has to do with religion. I'd have to talk to him in the pendulum and find out what's going on.
Yeah, let's do that. That's interesting.
What's his name?
Brad.
His first name?
Brad.
The one that passed away?
Oh, it's a woman. You want her name?
Yeah.
Elaine.
Now, was Elaine, was she Mormon?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's find out about that. Okay.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with Mormonism? Was her passing? Chart is saying yes. Okay. To what degree? 60%. Okay. Well, Elaine, can we make contact with you and speak to you about this situation? Okay. So Elaine's saying no, Monica.
Oh, okay.
It's personal.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Hmm.
What's personal?
She doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
Has something to do with the church.
Okay.
Are you Christian?
Catholic.
Catholic? Okay, and what is Brad?
Jewish.
Ah.
Bingo. Bingo.
That's why. Okay.
Why is that a bingo?
Good prize.
The Mormons and the Jewish people have the same kind of like mindset, where they don't like to marry people of other religions.
Same mentality.
Yes, same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you were picking that up. Okay. His mother was very old-fashioned, Elaine.
Yes.
And that's why she didn't want to talk to us. Okay. Because it is personal. It is that. Okay.
She talks to everybody. She talks.
Well,
if I'm ever around anyone that can pick up, she talks to them all the time. She's a talker. She comes through strong.
Oh, maybe.
Everybody but us.
Yeah. That's odd. Well,
again, we're getting too close, Paul Monica.
So can you channel him?
Can I channel him?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you'll let us. is. All right. You want to talk to us? He says yes. What do you want to ask?
Is this going to go anywhere?
When you say anywhere, what do you mean?
Beyond friendship.
Yeah, he's saying yes, even though he's contemplating.
So,
oh, I know what it is, Monica. He's an emperor.
Oh!
On the PMS.
Okay, that explains it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's
the type of gentleman that likes his way. Am I correct?
I guess.
To the point where if he kind of sees it as a goal, if he doesn't reach his goal, he's not happy.
Okay.
When you... Being that you're a strong woman and you speak your mind, it's kind of like butting heads, kind of like a king trying to talk to an emperor. And a king rules and an emperor presides over. You understand?
Okay.
So what you'll have to do is get him to come down to your level so that you can, when you talk to him, he'll be able to see what you're trying to get across to him. Being that he presides over, he kind of like, he doesn't he doesn't see the reality as you do. You see it as a cut and dry, black and white. He doesn't see it that way.
Okay.
So that's where the problem is, and that's why you'll have to sit him down and express how you feel, and then tell him, I want to know how you feel, because this is what I want.
So you don't see him coming together with this on his own?
I think if you explain to him how you feel and what you want, I think he'll understand, he'll finally understand, and then maybe he can express himself and he finally can tell you that, yes, he wants something with a relationship with you.
Oh, I know what he wants. He wants validation.
Yes.
Validation of what? What do you want validation?
How you feel about him. He wants to see you act and how you feel about him.
Because you've kind of almost shown him, you've thrown the towel in.
I have thrown the towel in.
Yeah, and he sees that, see.
He's the type of person that he will not answer the phone when you call. I'm like, that's retarded. If you're
that's an emperor.
If you're a friend and I'm calling like to give you money or something, which many times was the case, or give him something of his own, you would think he'd answer the phone. Expecting my call, you would think he'd answer the phone. But he doesn't.
Well, some people don't like the phone, you know. Some people like the text.
When your friend is coming over and you're expecting them, and they get there and they call, you should answer the phone. You shouldn't forget
it's like me when I call somebody and then I get a text back saying, hey, I'm busy, or I fell asleep, or they come up with some kind of excuse. It usually means they don't like talking on the phone, and for me, I could talk on the phone forever, you know.
Yeah, but if they're expecting you and they invited you and you're going to give them something of theirs, back, you would think they'd answer the phone.
It's 12 o'clock.
Unless you're a child playing some kind of stupid game, which is, I don't get it.
Which is what he's playing.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And like
For
Monica said, that's what emperors do.
Yes. They preside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They like control.
Yes.
They're a control freak.
Yes.
But I'm meeting someone new anyway, right?
Yes.
According to Monica, yes. Is that very validating for you?
It's interesting. I've been trying to figure this guy out for so long. It's kind of mind-blowing. They're obviously in my path for a reason. I've been trying to get to the bottom of it, and I hadn't quite done so.
He's kind of like a lesson to learn. He's kind
yeah.
of like, yes, that's why he's in your path.
Oh, I have a question. So is he a twin flame at all?
That's a good question.
What are you getting, Monica? I'm getting a kind of a yes, but I'm ask the pendulum. I want a percentage on that.
Okay.
I think so.
What you've been experiencing, that's kind of a hard question. So let's look on the pendulum.
Yeah. I'm getting a yes, but I might be wrong.
Is he her twin flame? Yeah, it's at 45%. So he's playing games with us, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's playing mind manipulation.
Yes, very intelligent. Very intelligent man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he is, but he's not revealing himself to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He just likes
Again,
to play mind manipulation.
That's the emperor mentality.
Yeah.
If he waits any longer, I'll just have met someone else and have moved on.
Exactly, and he'll have lost his chance. Bingo.
Exactly.
Mhm. See, sometimes we're meant to meet our twin flame, and sometimes if we're not on the same page, we are going to go our separate ways. We may return to each other, we may not.
So is the new person I'm about to meet, are they a passing phase or are they someone else?
You're going to like him, you're going to be with him for a while. He's going to teach you a few things. He's an interesting gentleman. He's also a, he's going to be, every person, every individual we meet is someone we learn something from. He is that type of person. And that's what you need. Because this one has been more of a bang your head against the wall type.
Yes.
And this one is not. He's also a very direct person, an outspoken person, and he doesn't believe in playing games.
Okay.
So that is probably what you need.
That doesn't sound bad to me. And younger, too.
Yeah.
Does he have kids?
I don't see any children.
Okay. Do you see business improving?
Are you employed? You're not self-employed, are you?
I am.
Okay. You work with retail? Is that correct?
No.
No? Why am I seeing retail? What do you do?
I'm a commercial photographer.
Oh.
I don't shoot products. I shoot people.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense, son.
You shoot models?
No. I shoot real people. Like CEOs and chefs.
Okay.
And,
okay. Maybe he is in retail. Maybe he's a CEO.
I was going to tell you, Monica, I was like, get off his page and go to her page.
What's that mean?
Monica's looking up number 32, and he's on number 30.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you're going to meet him. I want to say, I'm thinking for some reason retail, for some reason you're going to be involved with something having to do with retail.
Okay. If they got money, I'll shoot it.
Right. This is something that's going to interest you.
Okay.
It could be for... He's a businessman, okay? It's retail business. Okay, yeah. That's what it is.
There you go.
Okay. That's what it is.
Now we're on the right page.
Right.
That's what he did to me. He did the same thing to me. I was like, okay, why is he playing my manipulation?
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't they both kind of be businessmen?
The one with the sandy blonde hair is a businessman.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why he's so mature, so he knows what he wants. In other words, he's very right there.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're going to, I think when you meet him, your photography is going to, you're going to be in more demand once you meet him.
I can take that. Well, all of a sudden I'm in demand and it's keeping, I'm on my toes, but I need it to keep going.
Right. But you're going to be a little more, so don't stress yourself out. I think that's why you need to start running then. You need to start.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you're going to de-stress. You're going to have to either start running more on the treadmill or do it outside.
I'm photographing 16 business women this week, and Monday is a holiday, Memorial Day, and
right.
Friday the kids get out of school. So I have 16 people to photograph, and with light, it takes like 3 to 4 hours a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do it while the kids are in school. And
right.
I have to get 16 done.
Right.
I haven't scheduled them all because they all haven't returned their phone calls.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Somehow it'll happen, but...
Right. It always does.
Yeah,
it does. But it always works out for you.
It does.
Gosh, You're not having much luck with the phones, are you?
No, well, I don't really like my cell phone. I don't like answer it. So, I mean, why would you answer it if you're out shooting somewhere else? I can't concentrate on two things or three things at a time. So
right.
I make them call the office phone, and I will return it when I get back to the office.
Right.
Because I can't write down an appointment while I'm shooting. I won't get it straight.
Now that's why you're having the conflict with the phone of him not answering, is because you see the phone as a problem.
I don't see it as a problem for men. I see it as a problem
right.
for business.
Right, but it the negativity of using it, see, is what's causing that, too. Yeah.
That's I would answer
true.
For a man. No, for a man, a girl will answer the phone.
Right.
It's not that I won't answer it. It's that it's a cell phone. I don't know where I left it. At least the office phone, there's five of them. You'll hear it ring.
Right.
If the cell phone rings and it's in another room with the door shut, I did not hear it.
Right.
You should be able to tag your cell phone into your home phone so it rings all over the planet.
That can be done now.
Probably can. I'm just not addicted to the cell phone.
Yes,
hey,
I am not.
Possible.
Yes.
Okay, so what if you want to predict it, who would, if I had a choice between two people, who would I choose? The young businessman or the one that's unavailable?
I'd rather go with the young businessman. I'd rather go with the available one.
Same here.
Wonder what will happen.
Something nice, a nice surprise.
It's going to happen in June.
You think so? It's almost June.
Yes, that's why I said it's June. I want to say about the middle of the month.
Yep.
Close towards the end. What do you say, Adrian? Is that about right?
That's what I'm thinking. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So clear your mind, de-stress about Brad, and move on.
I'm not stressed about anybody or anything.
Okay, great. Then you're on the right road, Mary Lou.
Yay!
Already gone.
I'm just hoping that business improves more and that I can get it all done. And it is getting better because I'm really busy at the moment.
Yes, and you'll get a little busier, but you'll be able to handle it. You're a multitasker.
No, I'm not. Obviously, no. I want to be a multitasker. I'm a multi one thing at a time kind of person.
You see yourself that way, but you are a multitasker. You just don't realize it yet.
You're a multi-billionaire.
Yay! So do you see my book proposal coming through?
That's why he just said that. Hello. You're good, Adrian.
That's why I said it.
Are you ready to become a little famous?
Me?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to get famous?
Are you ready?
I've been telling everybody all night that I already was.
I mean, I said a little more famous.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, when you have a book deal, you have to sign books, you become popular. Your brand new book, you're a brand new author.
You see it happening?
Yes, but not until after you meet this gentleman. Things are going to go rapidly after that.
So hold on to your seat.
There you go.
I had an agent call me that's interested, but I hadn't heard back from the other two that I had contacted, so I'm going to not jump for the first thing that comes along. I'm going to do my research.
There you go. Be smart about it. There you go.
Yeah, because I'm not quite positive on how it all folds together. I mean, I have one publisher that I've gone to directly and then two agents. And they all seem to be interested, but how good are the offers going to be? That's what I want to know.
And take your time about accepting that offer also. Make sure it's exactly what you want.
Right. And any way you look at it, it would be a blessing because most people today that are trying to publish don't get that. You like get advances and you don't have to pay them to do it.
Right. Exactly. And that's where the problem comes in is you have to start paying out of your own pocket.
I'm not paying out of my pocket.
There you go.
You got to pay me to work. I don't pay you to work.
There you go. That's exactly what I meant. Take your time and make sure it's exactly what you want.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not that I know what I'm doing, but I'm trying.
Now we're on the right page.
Oh, you do. That's why you're good at what you do.
Because I don't know what I'm doing?
That's right.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. I'm doing the same thing for 30 years. I don't know what I'm doing. Yay!
Hey, but you're great at it, darling.
It's because you're like me and Monica. You give all the wrong answers, right?
I don't know. I photographed Kermit Ruffins tonight, and I introduced him to one of my clients, and she offered him a gig in her hotel, and it was pretty funny. I'm just looking at him like, you know, I just hooked you up. I hooked you up. You owe me.
You ought to become an agent.
Not on your life. Not on your life.
No, it's not. It's a hard life. A lot of stress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Got the stress thing down.
Right.
Well, you two have been really fun to talk to. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And many blessings. And good luck with that gentleman.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see what happens with that.
Let us know. Call us back and let us know.
I think if this were to materialize, I might be shouting it from every rooftop. Like, hello, I finally got a love life.
Hey.
Imaginary friend.
You did it.
Do I get a prize now?
There you go. Ring the bell. She gets the first, she won first prize.
I'm sure you'll hear about it, and everyone on Blog Talk will be saying, shut up already.
Just give us some of that dough.
Dough. All right. Right. I'm just going to take all of my income and spread it around to everybody.
Hey, we'll enjoy it, won't we, Monica?
I look forward
to an invitation to your party. Your party.
That's more likely. That's a lot more likely than me handing out money.
Yeah. I'll go party with you.
Me handing out money? Not likely.
We don't mind hanging out with billionaires, do we, Monica?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Billionaires. No, is that a psychic vision? Because if it is, I need to know. That's a psychic vision, right?
Exactly.
I just need to start paying. I just need to start paying for my retirement. That's all.
There you go. Prepare yourself.
Even though it should be happening like this year, but that's okay. I'm just like starting all over again at an old age.
Well, you're never too old to start over.
Obviously, because I'm not dead yet.
There you go. When you're dead, then you can rest. But even then, we don't die. Remember that. Even then, we just transcend. We go somewhere where we don't have to worry about the stress anymore.
Well, that's pretty obvious if dead people come back and talk. Communicate.
Yes, it is.
So it's kind of obvious that you're not really dead when you're dead. You're still messing on this side.
Well, they come back to help. That's what it is. They come back to help.
So, But, you know, if they're helping, I mean, are they helping or are they meddling? Because if a dead person gives you a message, is it prophecy or is it manipulation? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, not really manipulation. I believe when someone comes to speak with you, they're coming to help you see something that you can't see yourself.
Okay, so when Brad's mom comes to me, is she coming to manipulate? Because it seems sometimes that it's manipulation.
Maybe she wants him to be with you. Maybe that is the whole point.
Yeah, but you can't manipulate people. If that's against,
that's against universal
law. So why would
she
do that?
You cannot make someone love you.
Nope, you can't.
Well, I'm not trying to make anybody love me. I'm trying to get their mother to not do that.
Maybe because you have feelings for him, she picks up on that. And that's what draws her to you.
And that makes me easy to manipulate?
Not manipulate. She's just a pushy woman.
Yeah.
So
that's the bottom line.
So if you die, you don't get you don't just like cross into the angelic realm and become all good and holy and prophetic all of a sudden. You're still a mom doing the mom thing, the Jewish mom thing, right?
We do keep our personalities. Yes.
So that's just not right to meddle.
But also she sees what could have been. You got to remember that. They see further than we can.
Right, but she's so good at that. Why doesn't she communicate that to her son and not me? Because she's preaching to the choir over here.
Well, maybe he's not listening. That's
obviously
the problem. Remember, that's the emperor's mentality. He doesn't have to listen to anybody. He gets to dictate.
He's a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's more of a control freak than me.
Well, maybe you're the empress.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Isn't twin flames you like just like you? Is that how that works?
In a lot of ways, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, you rule, he presides. Plain and simple.
Can't they just like obey?
You want it easy? It's not easy.
Oh, no, nothing's been easy.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
I'm doing good because I'm still alive. Yay!
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Well, you two have been quite charming tonight. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to let you get on to the next caller. Because otherwise you'll be reading me all night and I'll keep coming up with new questions. And this can go on.
Hey, we can handle that.
I'm good.
Yeah.
We'll just keep coming up with more answers.
Right.
Okay.
Many blessings, Mary Lou. Many blessings.
Thank you very much. Does that mean I should stop with the question?
No.
You're better throw another one. Okay.
We got all night.
Okay. Well, I just did a grant proposal, and I'm getting really good at collecting rejection letters. But I just did another grant proposal for a homeless project. What is it going to take for me to get my homeless project funded?
More people involved. That's what came. More people involved.
I keep trying. How do I get more people involved? I did put it as...
You need to get people to come. You need to have someone volunteer a... room or something for you and make out some flyers or invitations and send them out to people that you think or you believe will be able, will see, as you see, this project as something good. You need to convince them that this needs to get started.
It's a national project, though, so the people that I'm really after are all over the country.
Well, is there someone that you know that can volunteer someplace to be? You know some pretty good influential people.
I think we lost her, Monica.
Did we?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, Mary Lou, if you know someone, if you can still hear us, that's how you're going
to
do it.
Caller.
All righty.
From the 831 area, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Where are you from?
California.
Okay, and what can we do for you tonight?
Love. I think I'm
in love. Love, love,
love. Okay. That's a very good question.
Yes.
We're familiar with that one.
You're single right now?
I'm seeing somebody. It's not been we've been inseparable since March, and I'd like to know if this is, I really truly feel he is the one.
And why is there doubt? Okay, hold on. Has he spoken to you about being in love with you?
Yes.
And he is the type of person that when he says something, he means it?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
But I'm in love, so I don't want a veil there. I want to know what Spirit says.
Okay. There shouldn't be any doubt. Those are the words I got. Adrian?
Alright.
That's Spirit, and let's see if that comes out.
Let's see what the doubt is. What am I telling myself, chart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the first thing that came to my subconscious. So what have you been telling yourself? Why is there doubt?
Is it too good to be true?
Shame on you.
Well, that's just a smoke screen now. Come on.
Yes.
No, actually, that's what I've been saying to myself.
No, you've been saying to yourself, I am not emotionally available. I am lacking purpose and direction. I am not good enough.
Purpose and direction. Hmm.
And that's coming from your unconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is what you just asked, what you just said. That's what's coming from your subconscious. So if you're lacking purpose and direction, that's where the doubt comes in. Because you're not quite sure if this is the direction that you should be going. Okay? You feel like you're not good enough because you feel like others have hurt you, or maybe you were told that growing up.
Yes, I was.
You know, And it's interesting because I was talking to a friend and I was telling him, I'm going to go down to Vegas to do some shows and readings and things like that. Oh, you're not good uh-huh. enough to do that. That's what he told me.
Whoa.
So, what are we telling ourselves? That is the question tonight.
Well, I would like to know what the plan is. Like, I'm ready to move forward. I made a birthday wish. It came into my life 3 days later, and we've been inseparable since. And actually, he's out of town this weekend, and I reflect on our relationship every day and or every moment I have a spare chance, and I just like to know. I smile. I can't stop smiling every time I think about him. It feels so wonderful, so true. And
let the fear go. Let the fear go that it's going to fall to pieces.
Okay.
Because it won't. That's what it is. It's the fear.
Okay.
That's what's bringing the doubt.
What's important about that?
I'm sorry, sir?
I said, what is important about that?
Letting fear go?
Uh-huh.
When you say letting fear go to me, it means that there's room for growth and positiveness and believing in and allowing myself to relax a little bit more.
And putting your feet in the direction you should go.
There you go.
There's your purpose and direction.
Okay.
Yep. I just got into your subconscious and I asked you a question. You responded, and subconsciously you responded with your direction and where you should go.
Being positive and just enjoying the moment, right?
Right, and don't let the fear rule you.
Okay. Fear is, yes, that's ego. Okay,
right.
I get it. Is there...
He's thinking about you right now.
Yes, he is.
But I'm picking up. So you're in his thoughts.
Oh, anything else I should know? He's hanging out with a lot of old friends, and one of them I think is his ex-girlfriend. He's amongst that circle of friends, but I don't fear.
She's not going to be a problem.
She's not a problem?
No.
Okay. He's
past that. Yeah, he's past that.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So don't let the doubt seed and grow.
I won't. Thank you for that. That mama advice. I love that. So.
A mother's intuition.
Yes. For me, I feel like that's what you needed.
Don't let the doubt grow. All right. I've had I don't know if they're guides or spirits visit me. And can you sense what's going on or... what they're trying to tell me, because, you know, I'm in love and I want a new career. So what's going on?
Okay, on your career part, if you were to get a new career, it may involve moving.
Okay.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
And that would that be something that he would be willing to do also?
I believe he would. He's a military guy, so he's used to moving.
Okay. Then you shouldn't have a problem.
Now, is it nursing or forensics?
Career-wise, you're wanting to change professions or just advance in what you do now?
Well, the forensics and nursing would be advancing.
Okay, because that's more of what I see you doing is advancing.
Okay.
So it may involve moving.
Okay.
If you want to go in that direction.
Well, I need a job right now. Do you see anything that I get right now?
Okay.
I'm jobless.
You're in school?
Looking into schools.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and do it?
Because I have two children to support.
True, but there always are classes online too.
Yes, there are, and I am checking into it. As a matter of fact, all day yesterday.
Okay. Well, keep doing that. You'll probably find the right one.
That's cool. But.
Right. If you do get busy,
uh-huh.
don't forget that, you know, you're going to, this is all for, to improve your life, your quality of life, also for your children and for your relationship. This is all going to be towards the good.
Okay.
And if you want to, like I said, advance, schooling is going to get you there.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. But I do need even a part-time job right now.
You will get one. I see one. In fact, you have been putting out resumes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then you will be hearing from someone. Do you like bakeries? Why do I see a bakery?
I actually, my family growing up owned a bakery. Yes.
Ah, okay. So that is something that you've loved all your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think if you put out a resume for a bakery or something like that, I think they're going to call you.
Really? As a nurse?
Hey, weirder things have happened.
Well, and it's funny because Dave and I love to bake.
See?
We love to cook. So that's
there
fun.
You go. And that's a lot of things. That is something that people don't understand is when you're wanting to change professions, when you're wanting to find your bliss, sometimes it's something that you're completely different from what you've been doing most of your life.
This is true. So, let me ask you anything. Do you talk to angels, spirit? You know, what is it that you communicate with to give me the answers?
Adrian, you want to do some channeling?
Sure, I'd love to.
Anybody around me, what is going on? I don't know if it's the full moon or what, but I am unable to sleep because I just hear multiple questions being asked me or something's talking to me.
Okay, let's find out.
I'm getting it's an ascended master. Is this Odin?
Odin?
Yeah, it's Odin.
My man.
He's the god of the moon.
Okay.
Yes.
What is Odin and relatives trying to tell me?
Okay, Odin, what do you want to say? I am going to help you to be successful in your choice of your career.
Okay, thank you, Odin. Then what does the wedding have to do with my dreams?
I was showing you your future.
Bingo.
Of a gathering that will soon come.
Does the initial DK come with that?
He says yes.
Yep, I got yes also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 50%.
50%. What does that mean, sir?
50% usually means yes on the chart.
Oh, okay.
The position is up there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, anything else? You guys are just stock full of information. How about my children? Finances? What's going on?
Well, with the part-time, that's going to be the extra cash you're needing. Do you receive child support right now?
Not a lot, but yes.
Okay, I see an increase.
Oh, okay.
May not be a lot, but it will be an increase.
Anything, you know, with
and
children.
Then after that, another increase.
Okay.
So you'll see it twice. And it'll be where I think it's going to be where it should be by then.
All righty. Excuse me. Okay. Wow.
You're releasing that fear. I like that. Okay.
Oh, I am. You guys gave me such comfort. I think
but
part of my anxiety is that she's down there with him. So anyway.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's over.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
She has a financial hold on him. And he hasn't... I know there's more to the story than what he's told me, but I sense a financial hold on him. Can you tell me what that is? Or if she manipulates him.
Adrian, what chart do you have for that?
That would be, I'm getting the source of the condition. We can try that one.
Okay.
Is this on a mental or physical level or emotional or spiritual? So it's more on a mental. Okay.
Right.
See what it has to do here with the source of the condition. It has to do with subconscious blocks and negative energy, parasites, and energy blockages.
Yep. Jealousy. Describe her.
Yeah.
And fear.
It's the green-eyed monster trying to attack.
Mm-hmm.
We caught a virus.
That's yep. Oh, okay. Well, that's her own undoing, too. Apparently, that's been her undoing. He's going to clear that, whatever hold she has on him.
Energy blockages.
He's going to resolve it.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I don't have her permission or his to really look, but that's what I'm getting is he's going to resolve it. That's the words, resolve.
Okay.
To me, that's dissolve the rest of that relationship, whatever's left of it, you know.
Yeah, you know. Okay.
Because that's the only hold she has on him.
Truly,
Yes, and other than that, if she didn't have that, she wouldn't have anything else. Because he's passed all that. Is that what you're getting, Adrian?
Yeah, saying yes.
Okay.
What's a man's point of view on this?
I can give you both.
That's a hard question. But I won't answer that one.
You're not going to touch that one? Okay. So, no doubt, he is thinking of me. I've been just trying to shield him with lots of positive light and, asking archangels, especially Michael, to just surround him. So, do you sense that's been working?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been working, but your connection's really weak.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it keeps dropping. It's like dropping to 20%, now 10%, now 0%. Yeah, it just keeps dropping.
I'm very tired, that's why. Today was a very drilling day. Okay.
Yeah, it's time to get some rest and re-energize.
Yeah. Well, I really do thank you for the input on all this and the time that you've spent with me. I am interested in these charts. You said you keep asking, is it Monica, you're asking Adrian about charts?
Yes.
How do you know which chart to pick up?
Well, I have on my chart, I have what they call the master, it's called the master chart.
Uh-huh.
And whatever the pendulum lands on, it will identify what page to go to.
Okay. How about
so it's
me
kinda like,
in general?
So it's kind of like your main screen on your computer. So when you go, whatever, it's like a scanner, and it will scan through what needs to be corrected.
Okay.
So I look at
How
that
about,
as the hard drive.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's a good way of putting it. Funny you should mention that. He works with computers. Okay. I get that.
I look at the main screen, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when you're hacking in your computer and you find all these different problems and you can identify what needs to be corrected or... Or you can even put it in this way. It's kind of like when someone calls 911 and the way they do it, the operators, they scan through the computer and they click on the problem and then it brings up the screen and then it identifies what the problem is so that they can send whoever they have to send to you.
Okay. Can you give me a general? Can you give me an overall reading, Adrian?
Sure. What did you want to know?
Overall, long-term relationship with Dave.
So relationship compatibility chart.
Well, I think he's my true love. I've never felt this way before with anybody.
All right. Relationship compatibility. Okay. So I'm going to give you an overall view of what's going on.
Okay.
And what's his first name?
Dave. Or
Dave.
His real name is David, but he goes by Top.
Okay. So the way we do this is we go by the protocol, and I read the top part, and then I identify what it is, the problem, then we put it all together, and that's how
okay.
it works.
Okay.
So the first name is Dave. How is Dave compatible with me in what attribute? Whether this be emotional, mental, physical. Okay, what attribute? Unconditional love, that's a good one. Okay, so we can use that. Okay, so Dave is compatible with me in unconditional love on the PME or S level. To what degree? Is it the PME? Saying yes. Geez, we're getting a lot of those. What about S? Yes to S also, okay. What degree is the PME? So PME is 30% and S is 50. Okay, what do you get from that, Monica?
Strong. That's about right. I was thinking 80%, so that's both. That's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong.
It's bouncing
yep.
out, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, I am compatible with the name, with David's name in what attribute? That's a weird one. Okay. Family issues. Okay, so it's saying family issues. How does this affect you on to what degree? Okay, so that's not going to affect you good. How will it affect you in a positive way to what degree? 60%, good. So it's going to affect you more positive than negative.
Okay.
And that has to do with family.
His or mine?
I think it's his.
It's his?
Uh-huh. It could be both. Let me check if it's both. Hold on. Is it both? Yeah, it's both.
Ah.
50%, yeah. So 50-50. Oh, there's an energy exchange going on there, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
That's good. Everything looks good.
Wow, that's awesome. That's very interesting. Okay. Wow, you guys are just, that's great.
And if you want these charts, you can order them online, and it's by Del W. Olson. And it's called the Pendulum Charts Volume 1, and you can also order Volume 2, but that's, let me see here, let me look at the price on that one. I'll tell you the prices here in a minute. Okay, so Knowing Your Intuitive Mind is $16.95. Uh-huh. The Pendulum Bridge to Infinite Knowledge is $18.95, and the Volume 2 is $192.
Knowing Your Intuitive Mind.
You get over 150 charts on Volume 2.
Wow. That is a lot of charts. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And that's $192.
Knowing Your Intuitive Mind. I like that title. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So don't know your intuitive mind. And the one I'm using is 50 charts, and that's a Volume 1.
Oh, wow. That's still a lot of charts. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in general spirit wants to tell me before I let you go?
That spirit wants to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the ink across for a minute. Does she need the ink across? Saying yes. Okay. Okay, spirit, what do you want to tell us? Happiness is coming. Remember to acknowledge.
Every morning I do.
Remember to protect.
Okay.
Don't have high expectations. That's how you protect.
Okay.
It says trust in love. And know that everything is okay.
Well, thank you.
Is in the details. So get out of the way and let heaven work its way. Okay.
That I can do.
That in. Okay,
great. Let go, let God. Okay. Wow, thank you so much. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
You're welcome.
Really, you guys are beautiful. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you.
Oh, you've lifted my heart. Thank you so, so much. Removing the doubt.
All right, let's go to the next caller. We have a big, long line here.
Wow.
Let's go to the sixth, or wait a minute. No, they logged off. 229 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, this is Melvin. How you doing, Ron?
All right, Melvin.
Yes, I just wanted to ask a question about my job.
You're wanting to change your job?
I think we lost
Melvin. Did we lose him?
Yeah. Let's go to the 928 area.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Adrian, you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
And where are you from? What's your name?
My name is Elfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
And how can we help you tonight?
I have a question about love and relationships.
Okay. What's your question?
I'm wondering where things are going to go from here with me and Ryan.
Just hold on a minute. I'm just going to announce to everybody that our show is almost ending. If you have any other questions, stay on the line. We're off the air right now, but go ahead and continue, and we'll continue our show tomorrow night at the same time. Also, if you like a private reading with me, go to ornum.com and look up my profile, Jeff Romine, and I'd be happy to do a reading on my website. So go ahead.
Okay. She wanted to know about her relationship with Ryan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, y'all have been together for a little while now. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Is it a new relationship?
It's not a new relationship. No, it's not.
It's not? Okay. Why am I seeing it as a new relationship? Is this a relationship that you just started that you haven't had in a long time, a boyfriend in a long time, maybe?
No.
Why am I picking that? Adrian, why am I picking that up? Let's see.
That'd be a good question for her guide.
Okay, let's ask, because why am I picking that up as that?
What were you picking up?
That it's like a new relationship and they've been together a while.
But she said she hasn't, or what?
No, they have been together a while.
Oh, okay. So you want to know why you're picking that up?
As a new relationship.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So let's see what's going on here. Why is Monica picking that up? Letting go of the old, on with the new. Okay. It's a transformation.
Okay. Okay. Could it, and I'm getting a little personal here, but could it be that y'all are having a few problems?
No, we're not having any problems anymore.
But you were?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, bingo. Yeah, I would deal it in with the new. Okay, that's why I saw it as a new. It's almost like y'all have sat down and had a conversation and worked it out. Is that correct?
No, we haven't really worked it out, but yeah.
But y'all have talked.
Kind of sound interesting, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I looked under who's involved chart.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought up God.
Ah.
Oh, what does that mean?
That is is it that he's not wanting the same things as you? In the relationship?
I was always complaining about certain things that I thought he wasn't doing, so, yeah.
Okay, there's a conflict.
Oh, yeah, there's a spiritual battle coming up. I just pulled a ruin, and it pulled up the arrow.
Okay. Read it.
The arrow represents battle, spiritual battle.
Okay.
So basically we're going to go through some troubles again. Like, is that it?
Right.
Yeah. returning to the source is your only answer out of it. That's why it brought up God.
Okay. You may want to, I don't want to dig into him. It could be that what he sees as you telling him, you're explaining to him the things you don't like and this and that, but he may see it as everything that he does for you, you're upset about, that he cannot please you. Okay? Because he may see it as, I'm doing this and this and this for her, but yet she's still complaining and saying I'm not doing what she wants. So he's backing away.
Actually, I haven't complained about him like to that for a while, and right now, like, things are going really good between us. So I'm just wondering, like, is it going to keep going that way? But what he said is, you know, there's going to be another battle or whatever. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, so that was that part there, that battle there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're doing better, that's the new. In other words, there's the understanding. Okay?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because it's not that... That was something that was really, really coming between you two. And it got better. Now, as long as he sees that you're happy, everything's good. Okay? So, yes, what I see is he's going to keep being the way he is unless you say something else. But your relationship is good. It's like a new relationship. Almost. That's why I saw it as a new relationship. So your question is, are y'all going to make it more serious? You wanted more of a commitment from him?
Yeah, I guess that would be my question. Yeah, I guess my question would be, like, will we ever get married or no?
Okay. Compatibility chart, Adrian?
Okay, will they ever get married?
Yeah.
And the pendulum is saying yes.
That's what I got.
Yep. 50%.
Okay. That's a good answer. So, yes, that is in your future.
What percentage? What percentage was it?
50%.
50?
Yeah, 50.
So, oh, okay.
That's a positive one.
Right. Because if it was less, it wouldn't be as positive.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask besides that?
Like, how long down the road is that again? Like, how...
Career-wise, is he where he wants to be?
What was that?
Career-wise, is he where he wants to be?
No.
Okay. He wants to be more secure.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I'm asking. Like, how long am I going to have to? That again, I just, yeah.
Yeah, so once he gets more secure in his finances, then he'll start thinking about marriage.
But how long is that, like?
Is he looking for a new job or a better job?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, because I can tell you from there. Okay.
I was just going to say yes.
Okay. I want to say, financially better. You want a big wedding?
No.
No, that's not important to you?
No, it's not.
Okay. Then I see it within a year. Should be around this time next year.
Okay.
I'm kind of getting that you guys are going to fight a lot, though.
So what does that mean? It's not going to be a good marriage or what?
Well, it'll be good, but I feel like this spiritual battle has to do with conflict, and that usually, it's kind of like when I roll the astral dice and it lands on the arrow. That usually always means conflict, you know. But in the ruins, it represents spiritual conflict, and that's kind of why the pendulum was showing God. So you need to return that energy to the source of God in order to get rid of the spiritual battles that you'll be going up against.
I mean, why is that, though? Like, I don't understand.
It's a test.
I mean, I think we've already gone through all of that, like, so many times, and it's, like, so ridiculous. I'm just, like, over it. Like, at a point, I was just ready to give up. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. It is what it is.
It strengthens you. And all it's doing is identifying what's going on in the present. It's not identifying anything from the past, because everything is happening right now with God, so that has a lot to do with the source.
One question. Do y'all both see eye to eye when it comes to spirituality?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Okay, and that might be why the test is going to be happening. Everybody's got to kind of go through the flame, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I think we've already been there. We've already been there so many times that it just doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes you won't see it at the time that it happens. You'll see it later on. Down the road in the future. Then you'll think back and say, okay, now I see why we went through this. Now I understand. That's the spiritual, okay, because usually when something's put before us, we don't see it for what it is. And later on, we'll see. Like with the conflict you had, and then I saw the new relationship, it strengthened your bond. It created something new between y'all. Y'all got closer.
Yeah, because I sort of, like, stepped back, and all the stuff I was complaining about, I realized that he was doing, but I wasn't noticing it, so.
Right. See? So sometimes you'll have to catch yourself and tell yourself, okay, why am I feeling this way? So that's the time you need to reflect and see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Before you say something you'll regret later.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. But y'all are doing good.
And it'll turn into something more, right? So,
right. So don't have a worry, and don't, like I told the lady before you, don't let the seed of doubt grow.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay? Just accept it for what it is.
Right. Like you said, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. Don't live in fear. Be happy and keep going, moving forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Many blessings to you.
You too.